Continues for the injured gunman who shot three people dead and injured 12 others at the Christmas market in Strasbourg last night. French authorities say the suspect has 27 convictions in France, Germany and Switzerland. From Strasbourg, we're joined by RTE's Conor McMurrow. Conor, the French public prosecutor spoke a little earlier and said they have a suspect, but they've yet to find him. What else did the prosecutor have to say?
Yeah, the French prosecutor, Remy Heitz, held a news conference today and he said the gunman who killed three and wounded a dozen more, is still at loose. And of course, there's a massive manhunt underway. He was quickly identified after the incident as Sherif Shekat, excuse my pronunciation, who's a 29-year-old who's known to police, and he was on an intelligence services watch list, and it's emerged now in the last few hours that he had a number of previous convictions. There were reports yesterday that his house was actually searched and there were grenades discovered there yesterday before the attack, and there's some criticism in the European Parliament this morning that how was the house searched, this material found, and he was still able to go ahead and perpetrate such a horrible attack. Four people close to him have been arrested, and the hunt continues.
You've been speaking to people today who were at the market last night.
Yes, I was at the scene this morning, and this was a stark contrast when you see the Christmas decorations hanging beside the historic market all over the place. And then on every street corner, there are scores of heavily armed police protecting what is now a cordoned off crime scene. I spoke to these locals on the street, and this is what they were saying.
The atmosphere in Strasbourg is really weird. People are looking at each other, but don't really like look in the eyes. It's really weird. Everyone can feel fear, but we know that everything is under control.
The same for me. I was in the like where they went last night. I was like 5 minutes away where the attack was, so it was quite weird during the night. I heard all the helicopters all the night and things like that, so I didn't really sleep.
People in Strasbourg there speaking to our reporter Conor McMurrow.